how comfortable do you feel on the defense and at the speed of the game?
I feel comfortable. Speed of the game is pretty good, and just getting more comfortable with each snap I'm taking out there. Just playing hard and trying to do my job.
How about getting more big plays, turnover plays, and stuff like that?
We just got to just keep getting pressure on the quarterback, and then hopefully it'll be some crazy throws, quarterback throws, and then when we make our tackles, everybody just group up and gang tackle them and try to get the ball out. So we work on it at practice every day. Just a matter of when it just start happening or not.
Kenny, Andrew Luck was sacked six times last game against the Chiefs, and he's been sacked more than any other quarterback in the league. Mm-hmm. As a defensive lineman, do you see some opportunities out there?
Yeah, definitely. You see opportunities, but at the end of the day, you got to work, and you got to put in that work at practice, and hopefully all that stuff just applies to the game. You got to dial up some stuff and just know your matchups with each player. And, you got to just win at the end of the day.
Kenny, should defensive guys get a stat when they're held and it's called? Because it seems like that could be a sack, but it's something that you get no credit for. You guys keep track of that? Should people keep track of that? The Colts had a lot of holding calls last week.
Yeah, I think people should take – I think they should take track of, just disruption. You know what I'm saying? Just the whole overall aspect of disruption. A lot of people don't understand. Sacks is where the money is. Everybody want to get sacks and all that. But, a disruptive D lineman or just a disruptive player, I want to say it's equal, but, it's close to the same thing, man. I can't tell you how much, coaches would love to have a disruptive player all around the field that can not only make plays, but disrupt the quarterback, disrupt the running back. Make them jump out of the gap they're accustomed to going to, and the defense just makes a play on it. You know what I'm saying? So, disruptive players, sacks. That's what guys want to be.
Are you conscious of how good Andrew Luck and the Colts have been in fourth quarters? Even if you hold them in check, even if you have that confidence going, that's a team that can be dangerous late in the game.
They're a dangerous offense. You know what I'm saying? Andrew Luck is a great player, can make all the throws. And they got a great running back in Frank Gore. We all know what he can do. And then T.Y. Hilton, he's a beast out there. So, they have a really good offense, and they have a lot of weapons they can use. So I'm not surprised that they can come back in the fourth or whatever, man. They can make plays out there.